How about this bit of news? President Obama is on pace to deport more people in one term, illegal immigrants, more in one term than President Bush did in two terms. Isn't that amazing? You would think, with all the talk, that Obama hardly deported anybody. But under his administration, we're on pace to have more illegals deported in one term, 4 years, than Bush did in two. Which begs the question, does Obama deserve all the criticism he's getting regarding dealing with illegal immigrants? Or is it really more about presidential politics than anything else? Or maybe just politics than anything else? Well, with us right now is Bob Dame, press secretary and spokesperson for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, better known as FAIR. Bob, welcome back to KDK. Good to have you on.
Politics and immigration? You must be kidding.
Isn't that something? Now, first of all, do you go along with the analysis that the president is on pace to deport more in one term than President Bush did in two?
Not really. Look, whether or not Obama exceeds that is highly speculative, I think, for a couple of different reasons, three different reasons.
Okay.
Remember, Bush started to get tough, finally, in his last 2 years in office, and you had hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens that were put into proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
And those cases take some time, and a lot of them carried over to the Obama administration. So Obama is taking credit for leftovers that were already in the pipeline from the Bush era. Obama cannot claim credit for those, but of course he does.
Okay.
Bush, remember, too, now, look, I don't want to be an apologist for Bush because he flirted with amnesty, something we certainly disagree with.
Okay.
But, again, you know, as he was leaving office, Bush put into place two very important local enforcement programs to identify and detain illegal aliens, the 287G program and Secure Communities.
Okay.
So right now, local law enforcement is really doing most of the heavy lifting on immigration enforcement. The feeder system is now heavily local, so you can, once again, only give partial credit to Obama's federal efforts. But finally, I think most importantly, and this is where the whole getting tough rhetoric falls apart,
okay,
Robert, and that is that Obama's been dismantling, completely gutting the 287G, Secure Communities, and all of the other things that the previous administration put into place, and announcing broad new administrative guidelines to not deport criminal aliens. So given that...
Well, he is deporting criminal, non-criminal, you mean.
Yeah, look, agreed. What has legitimately increased is the number of criminal aliens being removed, but it's to the exclusion of all others.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you agree that with the dollars that are currently allocated for deporting of illegals, that we are reaching our limit on the number that can be arrested and processed and all of that in order to get them out of the country anyway, without more dollars being spent?
No, I categorically reject that. It cost $23,000 to deport somebody. It cost almost twice that to put somebody through the legal system to give them deferred action, humanitarian parole, and to otherwise administratively give them action. You want bang for your buck? You put them on the bus and you take them south if they've committed the crime of being an illegal alien.
Right.
But here's the problem. You know, if you're an illegal alien who hasn't otherwise raped, robbed, murdered, kidnapped, or sold drugs,
yes,
your chances of being deported are very remote right now. A massive amnesty is being applied right now through the use of administrative powers.
Right. But we're still talking about an enormous number of people who are being deported. It isn't as though this president's decided to not take advantage of whatever backlog that you suggested. It was created by President Bush. My understanding is that there's still a backlog of upwards of 300,000 cases. And in order to deal with the cases that are still backlogged, there needs to be a priority established. What's more important to get out? Those who are otherwise involved in other criminal enterprises or just whoever you happen to have in front of you right now? Doesn't it make more sense if you do have a backlog and there is a limited number of people that you can deport to prioritize those that you need to get rid of? Doesn't that make sense?
I think it's a good point. You certainly want to prioritize the bad guys first. Any law enforcement agency does that, but I think, you know, most law enforcement agencies can walk and chew gum at the same time. It doesn't need to be an either or proposition. Look, even
well, you can't get everybody. I mean, you can't get everyone. Even with the police, I mean, speed limit 65. If you're not breaking 80, oftentimes they let you go because they just can't get everybody. So they'll go after those who are the worst offenders.
Yeah, but unless you have a speed limit, which we don't have in the immigration process, then everybody's going to speed. Look, even at the rate of 400,000 removals a year, mm-hmm. it would take us almost 30 years to remove 12 million illegal aliens already in the U.S.
Right.
Look, Obama's in a tough spot. He hasn't been able to deliver the massive amnesty bill, and his far-left base is not happy. On one hand, he's stoking their support by uh-huh. doing in bits and pieces, doing administratively what he can't accomplish legislatively, letting right. non-criminal illegal aliens go. On the other hand, in order to keep his reelection bid alive with his more moderate base that do expect a consistent level of enforcement, he needs to maintain those deportations. So what we get is a president who says two different things entirely, depending on who's giving a speech to.
But doesn't he go after, more so than President Bush did, after the companies that are doing the hirings of illegals? Is that not true?
It is not true. Worksite raids have been occurring very sporadically. For the most part, they've been gutted.
Raids. I'm talking about not the raids to be able to go gather up the illegals. I'm talking about going after the companies that are doing the illegal hiring themselves.
I mean, if that's true, then why has the president and his staff and all of the special interests that are in his circle mm-hmm. fought viciously, militantly against E-Verify, the worksite employment authorization system? We've got a bill in Congress right now mm-hmm. that would provide really the ultimate protection to 25 million Americans who are unemployed and looking for work and don't want to compete against illegal aliens. No, this president is very
well. The argument is by many.
Amnesty agenda.
Bob Dane is with us. He's press secretary, spokesperson for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. You probably know it best as FAIR. The argument regarding E-Verify is that it's just not reliable enough. You don't buy into that at all?
Oh no, not at all. Not at all. I mean, this is one government program that works well. Look, the more
you guys are willing to admit that.
99.6% of everyone eligible to work has their information confirmed almost instantaneously. There's not another federal agency or program in the country that works that well.
Here's what I don't understand. Why isn't the system that we currently have in place, where you present your driver's license, you present your Social Security card, like I had to come here to work for CBS yeah. in Pittsburgh, like everybody else has to, why isn't that a sufficient system?
Well, it's a good question, because let's say you own a florist, and you've got somebody new coming in to apply for a job. You've got to hold up, you're in the document verification business unless you use E-Verify. You've got to verify the information on the I-9. You've got to hold up the birth certificate, the driver's license, the mm-hmm. the rental receipts up to the light to see if they're phony, fraud, and counterfeit. If you use E-Verify as an employer, it's fast, it's easy, it's free, mm-hmm. and if there's a mistake made, or if a counterfeit document gets by you, you're immune from prosecution. Look, this is no burden whatsoever to employers, and it is a huge benefit for unemployed Americans. It ultimately is the meat and potatoes of worksite enforcement. It isn't mass deportation. It's mm-hmm. not mass amnesty. It's the thing that most Americans, the will of the people, really want, and mm-hmm. that is a fair shot at scarce jobs and not having to compete against illegal aliens.
Do me a favor. Hold tight right there. Bob Dane is with us from FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. We'll talk more about President Obama, his deportation numbers in 4 years, where he's on pace to match what Bush did in 8 years. But those who are opposed to illegal immigration, the most vocal, like FAIR, much more upset with Obama than ever have been with President Bush. We'll talk more about that coming up. 8:19, huh, man? Gino, how about this? Report out today saying that the president, President Obama, in 4 years is on pace to match the number of deportations of illegals that President Bush had in 8 years. The Obama administration has deported about 1.06 million individuals as of September the 12th. President Bush deported 1.57 million under his time in office for the entire 8 years. But President Obama gets all kind of grief about how he's handling illegals. And I don't know about you, I don't remember all this grief while Bush was in office. It was almost as though, okay, we'll be a little cranky about it, but can't be too cranky because, well, my goodness, he's on our team. Is that a fair assessment, Bob?
Well, remember, unemployment was hovering, about 4.5% under Bush. There was not the pressure. People were not making the link between excessive levels of legal immigration, 7 million illegal aliens,
yes,
for example, occupying jobs that rightfully belong to U.S. residents. So we're in a different economic climate. There's a greater focus on it. By the way, the Bush administration actually deported slightly over 2 million illegal aliens. That Reuters column was about 500,000 short. But look, ultimately, the commander-in-chief should be deporting illegal aliens.
He
shouldn't expect a gold star for simply enforcing the law.
No, but shouldn't he be
immigration enforcement as a bargaining chip?
But shouldn't FAIR and other organizations regarding illegal immigration issues be giving the president his due on this one? I mean, doesn't every dog have his day?
There's not a justification in the world to give him his due. Over the past year, we've seen a series of these policy memos coming out of ICE suggesting that immigration enforcement focus only on illegal aliens who have criminal records. Everyone else is good to go.
Yes.
Now, look, you know, the administration...
Yeah, but he has deported individuals with no criminal records. In fact, well over 40% of the individuals that have been deported while he's been in office have been individuals without criminal records. It isn't as though he's completely ignoring them.
And a lot have not been. Look, I cannot overstate the abuse of executive power that this represents. If the president has a problem mm-hmm. with what Congress has traditionally said in terms of who immigration enforcement applies to, and that's universally applied to all illegal aliens, whether
yes.
they are a felon or a non-criminal alien, then take it to the Congress. Look, even if you and I agreed that every illegal alien, and some people do agree, that mm-hmm. every illegal alien in the U.S. ought to be given amnesty and a job, health care, or even a flat-screen television, you've got to be alarmed at this administration's lawless attempt at thwarting the separation of power and ignoring the authority Congress has to make the laws and regulate compliance. This is an administration that has gone completely rogue. And it is not an exaggeration to say it represents a threat to the constitutional framework.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith calls it a plot. Would you go that far?
Immigration has become a blunt political instrument. Now, you know, okay, I'm shooting some arrows at Obama right now, but mm-hmm. I'm an equal opportunity critic. The Republicans have often been in bed with big business, and big business likes the cheap labor, and they corrupt the immigration process. The far left, on the other hand, they like lots of new immigrants because, you know, whether we like it or not, most immigrants don't have good skills, poorly educated, and they're heavily government dependent, and they tend to vote for the party that gives them the free stuff. Immigration policy is not designed to get you elected. It's designed to serve you, me, your listeners. American taxpayers are broad national interest. That's the universal theory behind immigration. But it's become the cynical, corrupted, political, blunt instrument that both parties use.
Well, considering we're dealing with a number of people that we just cannot round up and get rid of, the number's too big. What's wrong with an aspect of the DREAM Act that would grant citizenship for those that join the military?
The DREAM Act, for listeners who don't know, the DREAM Act is designed to provide amnesty, a path to citizenship, as it were, for
yes.
young people who are in college and who are willing to go to college for 2 to 4 years and or serve in the military. Unfortunately,
right.
it follows the same sort of perverse logic, and it is an educational initiative. It's really an amnesty disguised as an educational initiative. So, I mean, you've got hundreds of thousands of moms and dads all over the country facing 16 to 20% increases in in-state tuition,
right.
and they're scratching their head at the dinner table trying to figure out why should my kid have to compete against illegal aliens for in-state tuition, college tuition spot?
Yeah, Bob, I'm with you. I don't think because you go to college you deserve to be a U.S. citizen. But if you're willing to join the military and you were brought over here as a juvenile, doing as your parents told you to do, and now you're willing to go and fight and maybe die for this country, shouldn't they be granted citizenship? Well, what's wrong with that idea? I mean, can't you meet in the middle on that one, Bob?
Have we reached a point where we are so desperate for military personnel that we're going to make bargains with lawbreakers? All of these little ideas that have good intentions,
yes, sir,
whittle down the rule of law. The rule of law is the bedrock of our democracy. It is always politically expedient and convenient to come up with new little categories, mm-hmm, of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, are we willing to believe that defending freedom is no longer a job an American will do? That's the objection.
Well, you know what the reality is that if you don't give them a nice big bonus, and then the American people are not willing to, especially during a wartime, that's for sure. We've seen evidence of that over the past 8 years. Bob, yeah, Dane, press secretary, spokesperson for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. Anytime.
Bye. Thank you very much for making time for us. I want to get your take on this. 866-391-1020.